This is Here and Now, and if you're grilling today, forget the hot dogs and the hamburgers. How about pizza on the grill? It might sound intimidating, but Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst is here to take us through it. Kathy, good to see you as always.
Hi, Jeremy.
So why grill pizza instead of putting it in the oven or cooking it in some other way?
All right. So we're just getting into the season of heat, right?
Yes.
I mean, if you're like me, I just want to be outdoors as much as possible.
Except that I was just in Palm Springs for a wedding and it was 110 degrees, so I wanted to be inside.
Okay. Well, those people have like outdoor air conditioning, don't they?
Yeah, misters all over town.
All right.
But yes, we want to be outside.
Right? I live in Maine. We want to be outside, except for the black flies and the mosquitoes. In any case, pizza's like number one favorite food. And I don't know about you, but I get pretty sick of going to barbecues and seeing hot dogs and hamburgers. And, you know, maybe someone's got a shish kebab. So this is like taking the absolute favorite food year round and bringing it outdoors. So why grill it? A, it gets you outside.
Right.
B, you get this fabulous outdoor flavor of either the charcoal or wood, depending on what fire
you
use.
So you get that same charcoal flavor that you would get if you were grilling anything else on the grill.
You are going to find out.
Ah, that's what this pizza is doing in front of me.
He
okay,
noticed
good.
It.
Well, do you need special equipment to grill
you
a
really
pizza?
Don't. This is the other beauty of it. All you need to do is be organized. There are essentially three steps to this, okay?
All right.
Number one is making the dough. Now, you're going to ask me, do I have to make the dough? Go ahead, ask me.
Do I have to make the dough, Kathy?
I knew you were going to ask me that. You don't. No,
okay.
Absolutely not. Something people don't realize, if you have a favorite pizza parlor, do they still call them parlors?
Pizza place,
pizza
pizzeria.
Joint, pizzeria.
Yeah.
Go in there and say, hey, do you have an extra two or three balls of dough I can buy off you? Because that's going to be fabulous homemade dough that they made. And very often they have a lot extra. They'll sell it to you. You can now get very respectable pre-made dough in the supermarket. However, now you know I'm going to tell you, you can make your own and you can make it so quickly.
Okay.
We made a video at my house. And you will see me make the dough. It's like this. Third a cup of water, third a cup of milk, a little yeast, a little olive oil, a little salt, a little sugar. And then you start incorporating 2 cups of flour.
Do you have to put it in the oven without turning the oven on to let it rise?
You can, but it's summer. So you just need to let it. So you're a step ahead of me always.
Oh, okay.
Here, okay. So you mix it all up. You get it nice and smooth. You kind of knead it. I call this the therapeutic part. You
yeah.
get to just go, oh, yeah, dough. Yeah, let's get all my angst out, right? Then you put it into a nice warm spot, not in the sun, with some plastic wrap or a clean tea towel over it. And you let it sit for only 45 minutes. Or if you're like me, you make it the night before. After about 2 hours, it's going to rise up because you have this active living yeast. This is fun. You get to punch it down.
Yeah.
And then
could you do that sound again?
Yeah, sure. Do you
there
like
you
that?
Go. Perfect.
Are you good?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't need to do it again.
No, that's good.
And then you get a second rising, and then you're going to get a really exceptional dough. But you don't have to. You can just let it go for 45 minutes. Now we're up to step two.
Yep.
Okay. Shaping the dough. You can roll it out with a rolling pin. I like to make them into strange shapes.
Yeah, this is like this is like a fox or something. What I'm looking at in front of me, or maybe it's a cloud.
I would call it oblong. It's modern art, Jeremy.
Yeah.
And you are seeing things that are really telling us quite a bit about you. People, the listeners are really getting a hint into your personality.
Right.
A fox. Interesting.
Yeah. It could be an armadillo or an anteater. Yeah.
The point of it is that it doesn't have to be your standard round pizza. The grill, in most cases, is kind of longer than it is wide, so it makes sense to make it into a rectangular shape.
Yes.
So you stretch the dough out either using a rolling pin, or as you'll see in the video, you can use your hands and just push it the dough out, working in an outward motion with your thumbs kind of building a crust around the edges. The other thing you can do is not fling it in the air like, you know, Mario's pizza like that, but you can use gravity by holding the dough up and letting it just stretch its way down and then catching it and lifting it again, and it will create its own shape. So there are a lot of ways to stretch your pizza dough.
Well, and if you go to the pizzeria to get your dough already made, maybe you can also ask to have somebody from the pizzeria come and throw it up in the air for you, just so because they know how to do that.
We're going to call you Mr. Shortcut. That's good. I like it. Okay. So now
what's step three, Kathy?
Step three is figure out what you want to put on top of your pizza. And here's where you can go nuts. All right. This is really like a garden late spring, early summer Memorial Day pizza. I have asparagus from my friend's farm. Mm. I have sautéed spinach from my friend's farm. I have the first little baby cherry tomatoes that I roasted at 200 degrees for about an hour, so they're super soft. I took
And you have, what is that, buffalo mozzarella or something?
Not buffalo, but it's mozzarella. Okay. I have Parmesan cheese on there. And then I brush the dough with olive oil. Now, here's one little thing. This is a good thing to learn about grilling for the season in general. You heat half of your grill. So if you're using a gas grill, you heat the left half, let's say. You keep the right half off. This is called direct and indirect grilling. If you're working with charcoal, you're going to heat the charcoal briquettes. You're going to pile them all to one side. Because what we're going to do is we're going to brush the dough with olive oil, slap it down on the hot part of the grill, 2 minutes, flip it over. Then we're going to add our toppings, and then you push it to the side of the grill without the direct heat. Mm. And it becomes like an outdoor oven.
Do you close the top?
You close the top, absolutely, because you want to create kind of a convection with the air. It does help to have a paddle, just a kind of a cheap aluminum paddle so that you can transfer the dough onto the fire and take it off again.
But a snow shovel will work fine.
A snow shovel,
yeah,
there
like
you
Uncle
go.
Buck.
And just some basic barbecue tongs to help you move it around the fire from the direct side to the indirect. But you can do it with ground Italian sausage, hot sausage. You could add chopped bacon or pancetta. You could add leftovers. This is an incredible way to use up leftovers. Maybe you grilled chicken last night. Maybe you grilled fish. Chop it up, put it out in a big bowl with all your different toppings.
And just call it the works.
The works, yeah. Or maybe if it's you, you get the pizza guy to make
no,
it for you.
You know what my pizza is these days is a Hawaiian pizza with jalapenos on it.
And pineapple?
Yeah, pineapple, like ham
or
soppressata.
My least favorite.
You don't like Hawaiian?
The idea of pineapple and ham.
Can I sell you on a buffalo chicken pizza?
You could get closer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, fine. We'll get there. But this one actually looks better than
either
of those.
Would you like to try it?
Yes, I would.
Can I have the pizza wheel?
Yes, you may.
Or would you like to do it?
No,
it's
you
like
do
the
it.
Birthday
you do
cake.
It.
Okay.
Now, I don't want to destroy this fox.
All right.
Oh, that is a New York size piece of pizza right there.
But see, what's also fun about this pizza dough is I give you a recipe that will make four individual size pizzas. So if you had a party, go ahead, crunch. I'll talk. This is you can make individual pizzas, so everybody can have something completely different. Do you taste
that's delicious
charcoal-y kind of outdoor grilled flavor on that?
I do. It's a smokier flavor
exactly
than you normally get with a pizza.
And you get the crispy crust,
yeah,
but you also get
it actually holds together
puff
better than sometimes pizza crusts do.
I think it's a beautiful piece of modern art, actually.
I just wanted to taste this asparagus.
That I grill beforehand. Mm. So all your toppings really need to be fairly cooked before you put them on the dough. That's the only real work. You want to get all your toppings ready before you go outside. Fill a big tray with lots of bowl of toppings. Think of it like the savory equivalent of an ice cream smorgasbord. Can you go with that?
I'll take that.
You can have your pineapple and ham. I'm sticking with my
and jalapenos. You're
forgetting
the key ingredient.
Probably
there.
If you took the pineapple and ham away, you would still love it.
I would. Just a jalapeno pizza.
A chili pizza, pizza for Jeremy.
Kathy Gunst, here and now resident chef. And we've got all of Kathy's recipes and that video that she mentioned of her making dough and grilling pizza at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.
I promise you, Hawaiian pizza with jalapenos is really good. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. Robin will be back tomorrow. I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.